Hello.
Hi there, sir. This is Officer Stanky with the Provo Police Department. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Sure thing. Yeah, what can I help you with?
As I mentioned to, let's see, her name was Lorian. I would like to report and press charges on a deputy Steiner of the Utah County Sheriff's Department for assault.
Okay. Before we get too deep into it, mm-hmm. I can take your report. I cannot do anything about pursuing charges.
That's fine. Let's just get through the first part and get a case number. I'm really tired of being abused by people who are supposed to enforce the law, but instead are breaking the law.
Sure. Well, what would you like that case number right now?
Oh, yeah. Hold on just a second. Go ahead. I'm ready. Go ahead. Are you there?
Yes, I am, sir. Actually, hold on one second. I'm just pulling up my computer right now.
Sure.
Can you give this call a case number? Just one. Ah, there he is. All right, sir. It's 22.
Yes.
P Papa R as in Romeo 12668.
So can I read that back to you? Did you say sergeant?
Did I say sergeant?
Are you sergeant?
No.
Should I call you
if
officer?
Like I'm trying to. With one, you
No. I'm just
can.
Trying to be respectful, and I don't. I didn't pay attention to what your rank was.
No, you're okay.
So it's. Is it just Officer Stanky?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So 22. P is in Provo. R is in Romeo. 12668.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Where would you like to go from here?
Well, as I said, there's nothing I can really do for you about pursuing charges against the deputy. It's my understanding that they're going to conduct their own investigation into the use of force incident, and then from there, you know, they'll decide what exactly is going to happen. There's not really anything I can do as far as charges go, like I said, but, I mean, I could still take your report, still
yeah.
write down whatever you tell me.
Sure. So... actually, let me just ask you this question first, officer, is, I can't press charges through you. They're going to do their own investigation. How does a person like myself and my wife protect ourselves when from one agency is only investigating itself?
Well, I guess I would ask you, do you have confidence that they can conduct a fair and impartial investigation into this?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. We were hit by a 75-man SWAT team on September 24th of 2020, and they didn't even have warrants. Did you hear what I said? They didn't even have a warrant. And this is Sheriff Smith is way over his head. He doesn't know what he's doing. And he's lied to me. We haven't been able to get any help. He promised to intervene and be helpful. He didn't. And then he leads a SWAT against us, endangering our lives and our neighborhood. And he doesn't know what he's doing. Who takes a 75-man SWAT team in to take out a grandma of 27, a 57-year-old grandma of seven? And so we feel like we're being targeted.
I'm really familiar with the situation.
Well, let me give you a website. MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com. MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com. You can go to the tab that says Barbie and Ken versus Goliath IRS. I'm a producer-director. We're making a really good film here. Didn't intend to. Didn't want to. But they're trying to put us in jail for 15 years. We're being harassed. All I did was try to walk in and file subpoenas, and they wouldn't take them. And we're going to trial on the 27th in Provo District Court, Utah 4th District Court. We can't even do the paperwork. We're being blocked from access to the court. and then we're being assaulted on the way out. Something's wrong with this picture.
Do you want to tell me about the assault that occurred? What exactly happened there?
I'm trying to get my documents filed in the court or have them stamped so that we can serve subpoenas out for a trial that's coming when we've been shortchanged on the time. Everything's being manipulated against us. They're trying to put us in jail for 15 years to shut us up. And all we're trying to do is obey the law and get our house back. We sued the commissioner of the IRS and won. Did you hear what I said, officer? We sued the commissioner of the IRS and won. Who does that?
Probably not very many people.
No, but the court won't even allow us to file the papers to tell them that this trial they're going to go after is a waste of time because the commissioner of the IRS himself admits that from 1990 to 2020, there's no liability from the Cromars. We have no claim on the Cromars from 1990 to 2020. But yet they send in a 75-man SWAT team to take us out. A lot of people trying to be big and use their power and abuse their power that don't belong anywhere near power. You'd think law enforcement would enforce law. I'm learning that why people start to hate the law enforcement is because the law enforcement doesn't know the law. They want to be bullies. And I've tried to help Sheriff Smith know what his job is and do his job. I used to be a city councilman in Cedar Hills, 1994 to 2000. And I've been uncovering criminality in my own city ever since. And now I'm starting to figure out what's going on. We got a lot of friends of friends, even up into the federal courts, that are weaponizing the IRS to harm people that are actually trying to protect their own neighborhoods against corrupt government. And now I'm trying to get subpoenas served so that I can have my witnesses show up to court. And they won't file them. That's a whole other story. Fine. There was no pounding, no screaming, no kicking, no threatening, no nothing. Just, I wish you guys had learned what your job is because you're breaking the law. Now I'm going to have to bring suit against you guys, too, for not doing your job. Fine. You won't take my papers? Fine. Have a nice day. We'll see you. And I'm walking out, and the officer, I guess he poked his head in or something, but I'm walking out the door. You know, if you've ever been in the court, the clerk area, it's all glassed in, right? You ever been there?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'm walking out of that room, heading to the door to leave, right? And he comes over to me and says, I don't like the way you talk. I said, I couldn't care. I'm walking, still walking to the door. I couldn't care less what you think. I can't get people to obey the law. Well, I don't like the way you're talking. I said, look, I'm just leaving. Come here. And it's like, I'm going, I'm leaving. And he says, come here, I want you to get out of here. And why did you call me over? I'm leaving. It makes no sense. He put his finger, he didn't touch me with his finger, but he put it in my face and I just said, please get your finger out of my face. And then he grabbed my arm. And I said, get your hands off me. And then, and he finally let go. And I said, that's assault, sir. And so here I am. I am pressing charges. I am sick and tired of police. There's good guys, and I'm sure you're one of those. And let me just tell you, sir, it's funny. When I walked in the door, I thanked him for his service. I'm a filmmaker. I've traveled the world interviewing veterans. I've interviewed German soldiers from World War II. I've traveled everywhere interviewing soldiers, and I respect law enforcement. I was a city councilman. I've always fought for the boys in blue and for the men in uniform. And now I'm wondering what in the heck is going on. I don't know if your training's wrong, got bad apples, but I'm being our family is victimized. Our lives are ruined by people who are supposed to be in law enforcement. They haven't got a clue what they're doing. And to walk into court to try to file subpoenas, be refused, okay, fine. That's a whole other problem. But to be assaulted on the way out the door and told to come back so he could tell me to get out and assault me in the process? Sorry, ain't going to stand. I'm pressing charges. Let's go through the process, whatever it takes. Ain't going to happen no more. Do you want to be in my movie? There's a lot of people trying to get into my movie.
Oh, do I? Oh, no, thank you. I'm not much for the camera.
Hey, by the way, I'm trying to remember the name. How long have you been there, sir?
About 2.5 years now.
Oh, then you might not know. Wasn't there a chief named Healy?
Healy, a Provo chief named Healy?
Yeah, I think that's what his title was.
It was Ferguson, then King. I'm can't remember who was before King.
Well,
there might have been.
Yeah, I knew him. We used to go to church dances in Denver. I just remember seeing that he was the chief, but it may have been 10 years ago. I don't know. Anyway.
Well, yeah, it sounds like you have a very frustrating situation going on.
When law enforcement ruins your life, when you're an honest, honorable person trying to find the bad guys to get them out of office, and they turn on you, and they turn the law enforcement on you, you know, that's a problem. And there's a lot of people that need to have criminal charges filed against them, but we're going to start here.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, you know, I'm sorry I couldn't be more help with you on that front.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, I give you the benefit of the doubt. I'm sure most of the men in uniform are good. I don't know why I'm lucking out getting all the wrong ones, but there you go. Mm-hmm. So I do thank you for your service. I know you guys step between us and the bad guys, and that's beyond ability to thank. And yet, when the guys that are supposed to be doing that are abusing the process, those are the first ones that need to go. Wouldn't you agree?
I would agree, yeah.
Thank you. I'll see if I can help you with that. Thanks for your time, officer. I do appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Good night.
Have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.